Crusade Channel News. News you can trust, because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Celeste Youngblood.
Good morning. This is Celeste Youngblood coming to you from the Veritas Radio Network News Bureau with your headlines at this hour on this Wednesday, November 1st, 2017. Terror strikes New York City again, and Dr. Sebastian Gorka says it's time to dispel the myth of the lone wolf attacker. In today's Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we celebrate all the saints. And France seeks to quash religious expression.
Let me be clear that based on the information we have at this moment, this was an act of terror, and a particularly cowardly act of terror, aimed at innocent civilians, aimed at people going about their lives who had no idea what was about to hit them.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio talking about the first terror attack to hit New York City since September 11, 2001. NBC News reports that 8 people were killed and 11 others seriously injured when 29-year-old Uzbekistan national Saifullo Habibulovic Saipov drove his rented Home Depot truck onto a bike path near the West Side Highway in Lower Manhattan, just blocks away from the World Trade Center. He then crashed the truck into a special needs school bus, injuring 2 adults and 2 children, exited his vehicle, and brandished 2 fake firearms, screaming, "Allahu Akbar." Imagine that. Saipov was shot in the abdomen by NYPD and taken into custody alive. In the van was found a handwritten note in Arabic in which Saipov pledged his allegiance to ISIS. President Trump reacted via Twitter, saying, quote, "In NYC, looks like another attack by a very sick and deranged person. Law enforcement is following this closely. Not in the USA." The annual New York City Halloween parade did take place as scheduled. It did not take long for people to begin uttering that all-too-familiar phrase, lone wolf, in connection with Saifullo Saipov. Former Deputy Assistant to the President Dr. Sebastian Gorka spoke to Fox News' Sean Hannity last night and suggested that it is time to dispel the myth of the lone wolf attacker.
We have to jettison this idea of a lone wolf. Lone wolf was invented as a phrase or was made popular by the Obama administration to make Americans disconnect the dots. There has not been a significant jihadi attack since September the 11th in the United States where one person acted completely isolated from everybody else. Even Major Nidal Hassan, the man who was by himself in Fort Hood, was in regular contact with Anwar al-Awlaki, who blessed his attack on his fellow servicemen. So number one, no more political correctness. That gets thrown out of the window. We should jettison the idea that there's an individual in their basement who one day is an upstanding American citizen, and then a few weeks later, just because they went to a few websites, they become a jihadi. Never happened. When you look at serious plots that have occurred, there's always some connection. Either the individual traveled to Pakistan, to the Middle East, to Syria, got training, or they were in touch with another human being who indoctrinated them, who blessed their action against the infidel. So there's a footprint. There's an electronic and a physical footprint, and we have to identify it, number one, by understanding there's no front line in this war like there were in olden days. There's no trench out in France. There's no front line in Germany or in the Asia Pacific. The front line, Sean, is when you leave your house in the morning, whether you're going to a Christmas party in an office in San Bernardino, whether you're going on a fun run in Boston. You have to be responsible for your own safety. Use the Second Amendment if you are trained and legally capable to do so.
Today's quote of the day comes from Mother Angelica. Saints are ordinary people who do what they do for the love of Jesus, say what they must say without fear, love their neighbor even when they are cursed by him, and live without regret over yesterday or fear of tomorrow. Coming up next after the break in Lives of the Saints and Martyrs, we celebrate the Feast of All Saints. You're listening to Crusade News.
Hey folks, have you ever heard the old adage, you need to wake up and smell the coffee? Well, it's true, and I'm here to ask you to make sure the coffee you wake up to and smell is the Crusade Channel's very own gourmet blend, Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast. Our coffee is custom roasted from the finest fair trade coffee beans and is bagged for us by the Heavenly Roast Coffee Company. Order your supply of Crusade Capuchin Dark Roast today by browsing to mikechurch.com/coffee. And don't forget the Crusade Channel coffee mugs. Place your order for delicious, gourmet Crusade Channel coffee today. today at mikechurch.com/coffee or call 844-5-CRUSADE.
Today is the Feast of All Saints. On this day, the Catholic Church honors all saints, known and unknown, for the ranks of saints go well beyond the numbers who have been canonized. In the early church, martyrs would be venerated at the sites of their martyrdom on the anniversary they died. Eventually, there were too many martyrs for them to each have their own day, and the church celebrated a feast of all martyrs. This eventually morphed into the Feast of All Saints. Pope Gregory III moved the date of the feast from May 13th to November 1st, and by the time of Charlemagne, it was celebrated widely on that date. The saints are part of the Church triumphant, the just who have been made perfect and have attained the beatific vision in heaven. We on earth in the Church militant are not cut off from the saints, however, and they intercede for us and our intentions, for God hears the prayers of the righteous. All you saints in heaven, pray for us. In this Celestial Musings, two stories crossed the Crusade Channel news desk yesterday concerning France, and neither of them were good. The first, from Catholic News Agency, concerns a statue in the city of Ploermel of Pope St. John Paul II praying beneath an arch adorned with a cross on the top. A court has ruled that the cross be removed from the 25-foot statue because the statue is on public land and the cross's, quote, presence in a public location is contrary to law. France used to be referred to as the eldest daughter of the Church. If you ask me, I think that title is no longer applicable. Meanwhile, kudos to Polish Prime Minister Beata Szydło, who offered to have the statue relocated to Poland and said that the dictatorship of political correctness is, quote, alien to our culture, which leads to terrorizing Europeans in their everyday life. She's right. For the next story, stay tuned to the next newscast at 8 a.m. Central. Send me your news tips at news@veritasradionetwork.com. Stay tuned to the Veritas Radio Network for king-sized truth from radio-sized speakers. Coming up next, The Mike Church Show. Celeste Youngblood signing off for the Crusade Channel. Serving you, serving truth.
You've just heard Crusade Channel News. Live on your News, Talk, and Saints leader, the Crusade Channel. And did you know that all newscasts are available as podcasts on CrusadeChannel.com and on our free app available in the Google Play and iTunes stores? Surprised?
If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised than I am right now.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted.